New wildfires are burning in interior and southwest Alaska today due to thousands of lightning strikes across the state on Wednesday. Tim Mowry, a fire information officer with the Alaska Interagency Coordination Center in Fairbanks, says about 40 fires have been reported since yesterday.
Lightning holdovers. There were a lot of lightning strikes yesterday out near McGrath and in the Copper River Basin.
He says the McGrath area is the hardest hit, with 22 new fires reported Wednesday and another 8 reported today. Many of the fires are burning in remote areas, and no action is being taken at this time. More than 7,000 lightning strikes were recorded Wednesday, with more expected by the end of today. Two fires are burning in the Copper Basin. Mowry says firefighters dropped retardant on the blaze about a mile from the Toke Cutoff Road.
It was right near the boundary of the Wrangell-St. Elias National Park. Water wasn't effective, so they got permission to drop retardant.
He says it slowed the fire, and crews are finishing up. The cutoff fire is 80% contained.
We've got a couple of crews on there right now, and they'll be mopping up the fire today.
The 60-acre Chistochina Fire River fire was reported Wednesday evening and is about 20 miles east of Paxson Lake on the Richardson Highway. Two cabins could be threatened by it, and the situation is being monitored. Closer to Fairbanks, water scooping buckets and hand crews contained the Dry Creek Fire. The Lower Washington Creek blaze burned about a mile from the Trans-Alaska Pipeline and has since been contained.